Green Scene on the Pat Kenny Show with Repack. Does your business use the three bin system? Learn more about your legal recycling obligations at repack.ie.
In the Green Scene today, how the Arctic is warming four times faster than any other place on the planet. And we're also going to talk about how some birds are listening out for a prairie dog's bark and then react accordingly. We hear from Dr. Ruth Freeman, Director of Science for Society at Research Ireland. But Ruth, you were taken by that item on souvenirs and snakeskin and all of that.
Well, I mean, I think that your last text there about checking, you know, who's checking.
Who's ever been asked.
Yeah, and do we have the systems to find these things? But I guess it's about education as well, just thinking about what we're bringing home. Maybe just bring home the memories and not stuff.
Okay. Now, tell me about the prairie dog and how the prairie dog and the curlew interact.
Yeah, so most people will have seen prairie, maybe not in real life, but they've seen prairie dogs on video. So they live in the Great Plains of America. They're very cute little rodent-like animals, a bit bigger than a squirrel. And of course, they're sort of famous for popping up out of their burrows and looking around inquisitively. But and they're not dogs at all, but actually they're called prairie dogs because one of their calls almost sounds like a bark. But they have quite a complex system of calls where they can actually call out, you know, different calls depending on what danger might be approaching. So a hawk overhead, they'd have a call, but they'd also have calls for ground-based predators. So they have this quite complex system of language. And researchers in Montana wondered whether others might be eavesdropping on these quite useful messages. So they came up with quite a clever experiment. They got a taxidermied badger, which they attached to sort of a robot wheel, set of wheels, and they could send it out across the plains with all the normal noise of the plains going on. Okay. But the badger was silent. It didn't emit any sound when it went out first. And they found they could get this badger within about 15 metres of a curlew, which is this beautiful ground nesting bird that we have here in Ireland as well, before the curlew reacted and started to panic and try to hide. They then rolled the badger out again, and this time the badger played the prairie dog's call, which talked about danger coming on the ground. And this time when the curlew heard the call, when the badger was nearly 50 metres away playing this call, the curlew splayed itself out on the ground, you know, put its belly down, head down to hide, as it would do if a predator was occurring. So the researchers are concluding that actually, as well as being kind of environmental engineers, you know, creating this network of burrows and keeping the soil in good shape, that the prairie dogs are having this additional role, which is sending out message to other creatures on the ground when danger might be approaching.
Now, so far it's the curlew. Do we know whether any other critters are paying attention to the prairie dog?
Well, we don't know yet, but it is not the only case. I mean, even here in Ireland, I mean, if a cat is wandering around your garden, you will hear a blackbird call that many will know. It's a kind of insistent cheep, 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 cheep. And you will see other birds reacting to it. So we've more examples of birds listening in on other bird calls versus birds listening in on mammal sounds. But undoubtedly, we will uncover more.
Yeah. I often detect in my garden, you know, you hear three or four gardens away, you hear a dog barking and quite distant. And then the birds start to react and you kind of conclude there's a fox.
Exactly. And even when we tune into these sounds, we start to hear them more. So no doubt we'll uncover more partnerships in nature.
Now, let's move on to a really worrying discovery that polar ice is melting four times faster than anything else. Well, it's the temperature's rising four times faster than anywhere else on the planet, and the ice is rapidly melting.
Yeah, and look, we're hearing these clarion calls all the time, but we know the Arctic is warming very, very fast. But this story, really, we're thinking about what's happening as the ice melts is that shipping routes are opening up, and some of these routes are very attractive to shipping companies.
So shortcuts.
Yeah, shortcuts. And just a couple of years ago, I mean, it's hard to imagine, I mean, when you think about Shackleton and all the amazing voyages that went to the two poles, yet we had a Russian gas tanker, which actually navigated the Northern Passage from China all the way to Siberia. And as you say, this is shaving a lot of time off journeys between China and Europe, where a lot of stuff is produced and we want to bring it in. But what's happening is a lot of these ships use pretty dirty fuels and their exhaust pipes are sort of spewing out what we call black carbon. It's really soot. And that is landing on the ice. So the ice is turning black. So rather than reflecting
it's absorbing
heat, it's melting even faster. So it's a vicious cycle where we're seeing more melting, opening up more routes, more opportunities for more ships, more soot.
Okay, but before the ship went through, in order to get through, before the black carbon and all of that, it meant the ice was melting anyway.
Exactly. And this is the overall global trend. You know, we're likely to see again the hottest year on record this year. And you know, the global freezers, the oceans and the poles are doing an awful lot of work for us in keeping, absorbing this heat and keeping the temperatures livable for humans on this planet. But we're also seeing, you know, the ships as well as the black carbon, you know, the noise. We've seen the noise levels underwater double in the last 6 years. We imagine that is having impacts on some of the things like whales that live there. And it's not just the Arctic. We're also seeing in the Antarctic, you know, similar patterns.
Have they not banned that dirty stuff in the Antarctic?
So they have. Unfortunately, it's only voluntary, the ban in the Arctic at the moment. It won't come into force until 2029. But that doesn't really chime with the information that we're getting from the IPCC, which says we have to react now. And that those freezing poles are a critical part of keeping the planet stable.
And when you look at the statistics from the creatures who make these areas of our globe their home, the depletion in seal numbers in the Antarctic, and, you know, the pitiful pictures of polar bears looking for food and looking for ice to rest on.
Yeah, and I mean, polar bears, ice is absolutely critical for them to hunt. I mean, nearly 100% of their hunting activity requires ice. So if they don't have ice, they can't hunt. And as you say, in the Antarctic, you know, we're seeing the British Antarctic Survey have studied seal populations there since the 1970s. And we're seeing like 50% drops in seal populations, just huge drops, because they don't have the ice that they need.
Dr. Ruth Freeman, Director of Science for Society at Research Ireland, thank you very much for joining us. Now, still to come on the show this morning.
It's an amazing period of time. Now we're going to NATO and we'll get a new set of problems.
But what what new set are we talking about? We get the latest from the NATO summit in The Hague.
Yes, Venus Williams, come on in here. That's a very, very good day today.
We gear up for Wimbledon with tennis movies on Inside Hollywood. And as the tractors come out in force for the summer, what are the rules for them on the road? That and lots more to come. If you've missed anything, you can listen back on the News Talk app powered by Go Loud. But now the news and Shane Beattie.
Green Scene on the Pat Kenny Show with Repack. Does your business use the three bin system? Learn more about your legal recycling obligations at repack.ie.